How do you view the concept of budgeting? What misconceptions do you have about it? Where do you look for answers? And how do you know that you're getting to the truth? Today, I'm excited to uncover the 7 myths about budgeting, and also, I am so pampered over this past getaway weekend retreat with like-minded moms with special needs kids. I feel refreshed, energized, and renewed spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I'm incredibly grateful for my precious friends who put so much energy and resources into making it happen. And it involved careful planning, working around my schedule, and of course, budgeting. Do you want to know how I make it happen? Let me show you how. I invite you to schedule a 10-15 minute free discovery call about how I can help you with a financial roadmap to your freedom. Do you have plans and goals that you might only dream about? I will help you make it happen. Join my Facebook group for more support, accountability, and financial tips where you can ask your questions. Check the show notes right below this podcast for the sign-up links. And now, get your budgeting cap on, buckle up, and enjoy the show. Budgeting myths. What they really are. Let's dive in. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers? The list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane. Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. Every time I was paid at my job, I was so frustrated with where all my money are going. Where do I spend them? I worked so hard every time bringing home a beautiful paycheck, and it was all gone by the time of my next paycheck, making me work even harder for a bigger paycheck to make ends meet. Excuse me, to get a bigger paycheck to spend on what? Did I even know where my money went? Well, I realized that it does not matter how much money you make. They'll all go who knows where. Our brain works in mysterious ways. It records the number shown on a paycheck that we bring home. Then it zeroes it down by the time the next paycheck is due, creating space for a new number on my paycheck, meaning the more money we make, the more we spend. It is a very risky road, and most likely a road to financial burnout. When you do not have your spending plan in place, what is your budget? When you have a good income, you might think that there is no need for budgeting. I can't emphasize enough the importance of budgeting, especially when income is coming in. Please set yourself up for success and peace of mind by taking care not only for your immediate needs, but for the years to come. And friends, we all have a good reason to plan. We have our special needs child who fully depends on us. We do not want to end up in a very sad situation just because of our careless treatment of our money. Why do people end up broke, homeless, jobless, and even sick? Please don't wait any much longer when you'll be forced to face your financial crash. And the bad part of this story is that even with receiving financial assistance, people end up in a similar or maybe even worse condition. Why is that, and how to prevent this from happening? Let's think about spending this way. You bring home a certain amount of money. It does not matter how much. And then you allocate a certain amount of it to be dispersed. That's your budget. Very, very simple. Now our brain will take that allocated spending amount as the new measure to be expensed or invested. Do you see the picture here? Do you get the point? What if your check is very small? Start small then. Live on small. Train yourself to be content with little. Believe me, it's much simpler to handle smaller amounts rather than dealing with bigger ones. This is actually the most advantageous position to start a successful road toward your financial freedom. You might think that I am crazy, and friends, I am not. Start from your income where you are right now and simply start to thank God for that provision. Learn to live within your means. The life that is yours and only yours. Start appreciating what is already given to you. Don't waste your precious time counting others' money and living in your neighbor's yards. Come back to your allotted space, time, and money. Let me uncover some fallacies about the concept of budgeting. What is it good for? And why budgeting? Myth number one. Budgets are too restrictive and it limits my freedom. The truth about it is budgets provide a framework for financial freedom, helping you prioritize spending and achieve your goals. By creating a budget, you gain insight into your income and expenses, allowing you to make informed decisions about where your money goes. It serves a roadmap, guiding you towards your financial objectives, whether it's saving for a major purchase, building an emergency fund, or planning for special needs and taking care of the future. With a well-crafted budget, you not only manage your current financial situation, but also pave the way for long-term stability and success. Myth number two. I don't make enough money to budget. The misconception here is that budgeting is beneficial regardless of income because it helps manage resources efficiently and effectively. It cultivates a sense of financial mindfulness, empowering you to allocate resources efficiently, ensuring that every dollar serves a purpose. This disciplined approach fosters a healthy financial mindset, enabling better control over spending habits and a more strategic use of available funds. Moreover, budgeting encourages the cultivation of savings, providing a buffer for unexpected expenses, and contributing to overall financial security. It's a valuable tool that promotes financial well-being, irrespective of your income level. Now let's go to myth number 3. Budgeting only for those in financial trouble. The reality is that budgeting is a proactive tool for everyone in managing your finances. It promotes financial awareness and stability by encouraging a clear understanding of income, expenses, and saving goals. As a result, it becomes a powerful tool for fostering stability. Rather than reacting to financial challenges, when you budget, you can anticipate and address them strategically. This proactive approach not only enhances day-to-day financial decision-making, but also contributes significantly to your long-term financial stability and peace of mind. Myth number 4. Budgeting is too time-consuming. Let's face it. Modern tools and apps simplify budgeting, making it more accessible and less time-intensive. Budgeting can be time-saving as it streamlines financial decision-making. With a well-established budget, you have a predefined framework that reduces the need for extensive deliberation on each expense. A quick reference to your budget allows for efficient allocation of funds, eliminating the time-consuming process of constant evaluation. Moreover, budgeting often involves setting financial goals which provide a clear direction, minimizing the time spent on impulsive or unnecessary purchases. The time invested in creating and maintaining a budget can result in significant time savings by promoting a more organized and intentional approach to your finances. Myth number 5. I can't have enough fun if I stick to a budget. Let's dispel this myth as well. Budgets can include allowances for entertainment, ensuring balance between responsible spending and enjoyment. More than that, budgeting unleashes your creativity in finding enjoyment in cost-effective activities. Exploring affordable or free leisure options like picnics in the park, movie nights at home, or outdoor activities. Embrace the challenge of finding budget-friendly recipes and cooking meals together. Gamify your budgeting process by setting rewards for meeting financial goals, making it a positive and enjoyable experience. Additionally, you may seek out a community event's discounts and local deals to discover inexpensive ways to socialize and have fun. Remember, the key is to be creative and find joy in experiences that align with your budgetary constraints. Enjoy having fun in simple and often free and priceless treasures like walking in the park, watching birds, visually flying in the skies, and laying in a grassy meadow by watching floating white clouds. Increase your joy with simple fun and memorable activities. Myth number 6. I'll start budgeting when I have more money. The truth is that it is much simpler to start budgeting when the income level is low. Starting to budget, regardless of income, helps build good financial habits and prepares for increased earnings. It lays the foundation for cultivating positive financial routines. This practice instills discipline in managing money effectively, fostering a mindset of mindful spending and savings. As income grows, people who have already embraced budgeting find themselves well prepared to handle increased earnings responsibility. The habits developed during the early stages of budgeting contribute to financial resilience, ensuring that with higher income, you can continue making informed and strategic financial decisions, paving the way for long-term financial success. And myth number 7. Once I created a budget, I don't need to revisit it. The misconception of it is that a budget is an organic financial tool that needs to be adjusted. Life circumstances change, so regular review and adjustment are crucial for an effective budget. By consistently reviewing your budget, you stay informed about these changes and can make necessary adjustments. This proactive approach allows you to adapt to unexpected financial developments, ensuring that your budget remains realistic and achievable. Moreover, regular reviews provide insights into spending patterns, allowing you to identify areas where adjustments can be made to optimize your financial plan. By staying actively engaged with your budget, you enhance its effectiveness in achieving your financial goals. My dear friend, what are your misconceptions about budgeting? How do you handle your finances? Have you found this information helpful in any way? I hope it stretched you, challenged you, helping you to grow in your financial journey. Write down on a piece of paper everything preventing you from getting to your budget. Whether it's a lack of knowledge and time, fear of facing your financial standing, unfortunate circumstances, maybe it's a pang of guilt, procrastination, or anything else. Take this list and acknowledge line by line by seeking help in overcoming one obstacle at a time. Do it now. Pray about a clear mind, about strengthening your daily journey, working on a great mission with your exceptional child. Start your fearless budgeting by scheduling a free 10-15 minute discovery call with me to find out how you can jumpstart your budget. Sign up for a free community membership with like-minded moms just like you on Simple Money Systems Facebook group. Become an insider and sign up for my weekly emails with encouragement and tips of advice. Contact me with any questions you might have at diana@dianagalas.com. Home finances can be confusing, but are so rewarding once you are on top of them. I would love to make it easier for you by hearing your thoughts and concerns. Scroll down to the show notes of this episode and take action now. If not now, then it might be never. Get your financial roadmap today. Thank you for staying tuned to Simple Money Systems podcast with me today. If you liked this episode and found it insightful, I will be thrilled to read your 5-star review on the Apple podcast. I am truly blessed to serve exceptional moms like you, because you are exceptional, empowered, and above the crowd with the great purpose in your life. Believe in yourself. Believe in the power of budgeting. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.